إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, to conclude our series on goal setting, there are two final elements to effective goal setting. One is metrics and the other one is a timeline. Metrics are essential to give a sense of accomplishment of the goal. And that's important because, especially with long-term goals, there's always a danger of losing enthusiasm, of not getting a sense of satisfaction because you don't see a final result. And that's true for all long-term goals. You don't see a final result. So if you have a sense of metrics, of saying, you know, what is this first stage, second stage, third stage, then you get a sense of satisfaction to say that something is happening. The other benefit of metrics is that it gives you a way of assessing use of resources, assessing the need for future resources and all that. So if, as long as there are metrics, you know, are you progressing on the path, right path, and at the right rate of, at the right speed. The second important thing is, as I said, metrics is to give you a sense of accomplishment and a sense of assessment of what's happening. Second one is a final timeline. The thing which differentiates a goal from an intention is a deadline, is a timeline. By when? So if you say, I want to become a successful person, as I said day before yesterday, one is define what is a successful person. What is your definition of a successful person? Number two is, what are the metrics? What will give you the indication that you are actually on the right path? Third one is, by when? So that by when is very important, because otherwise the world is full of people with a lot of good intentions. As they say, the path to hell is paved by good intentions. Everybody's got a good intention, but you don't accomplish it. So then it's of no use. That good intention gets you nowhere. The good intention must be converted into a goal. And what concretizes a goal, what makes a goal actually measurable, achievable, is a timeline. By when will this happen? Supposing you say, I want to improve my salah. What is the metric for that? Improve my salah. Improve salah means what? And then by when do you want to do this? So these are the two very critical, sense of accomplishment and timeline. Now timeline, the benefit of timeline is timeline gives you a sense of urgency. And it's a very interesting dynamic, because to achieve the goal, as I said, you need a sense of accomplishment. But the hidden danger of a sense of accomplishment is that it gives you a sense of satisfaction, which tends to make your enthusiasm go down, not because of dissatisfaction, not because of frustration, but because you feel satisfied. And this is the reason why, if you look at the lives of most people, they never get beyond a house and a car and that's it. So at the end of the day, what did you achieve in your life? Look back in your life, what did you achieve? You made some money, you had a house, you had a car, big deal. You're like a cow, you went out grazing, you ate, you made a couple of babies and you died. Who cares? Who cares? I always make this as a test. And let me ask you this question. How many of you know the name of your maternal great-grandmother? I bet, if not everybody, I think, I bet 90% of you don't know the name. Your own maternal, your mother's grandmother. You will not even know the name. So what gives you the impression that anybody will remember you? And if they don't remember you, they are not even going to, you know, ask Allah to forgive you or anything. So all this thing of Sadqatul Jariyah, my children are going to pray for me, is a pipe dream. They will not pray for you. They will not pray for you because they simply won't even know who you are. They will not even remember you. One generation down. What will accomplish that is to do something significant which is beyond your own personal needs. And that is what the sense of urgency gives you. So the sense of satisfaction, the metrics give you a ongoing sense of satisfaction. So you don't get frustrated, nothing is happening, I'm working for this big goal. That won't happen. And the timeline does the opposite. It does not allow you to become complacent with small gains. You got something, You say, okay, I'm now happy. No. There's a very great, again, life is full of these contrasts. One must be content, but one must not become complacent. There is a difference between contentment and complacency. Contentment is very good. Qanaat is very good. Because otherwise you live in a life, you know, you are never satisfied with anything. You're constantly moaning and groaning and carping and, you know, so that's not a good situation. One must be content. Alhamdulillah, whatever Allah has given me, Alhamdulillah, I'm very happy. But never become complacent. Don't allow the contentment to destroy your ambition. That's a bad thing. If you allow your contentment to destroy your ambition, then you don't get anywhere. So what keeps that ambition going is the timeline. What gives you contentment is the metrics. What keeps the ambition going is the timeline. Now, to bring this dalil to the Quran, as far as metrics is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Allah said, on the day of judgment, you will be shown, not just told. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ الْخَبَرُ كَالْمُعَيْنَةِ. He said the khabar is not the same as the mu'ayna, as actual observation or experience. So Allah said, you will be shown. What will you be shown? Anything you did, one atom's worth of good, one good word you spoke will be in your favor. One bad word you spoke will be against you. Mithqala dharra. To the extent of an atom's worth of good and bad, you will be shown on the day of judgment. So this is the extent to which Islam and Quran goes towards measurements, metrics. And as far as the dateline and the sense of urgency is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Allah said, when the time comes, the ajal comes, when the time to go, to die comes, it will not be brought forward by an instant, neither will it be delayed by an instant. Not even by 1 second. When the time to go comes, you have to go. Khalas. Whatever situation, whatever state that we might be in, good or bad. And that gives us a sense of urgency, which is that by when must I do something about my life? Well, you tell me. Because if we don't know when we are going to die, and Allah is saying that that is not going to be delayed or brought forward, then you tell me by when should we make changes in our life. Entirely our decision. Nobody can force us. Nobody can do anything. That's entirely. It's my life. I do what I want. But I am also responsible for the consequences. And that is the whole gist of Islam in one line, is I am responsible for the consequences. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to reflect on these things, to learn lessons from it, to benefit from it, and inshallah to pass on these lessons to our children so that we benefit from them. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.